do you ever partake in the 95-7 the game engaging Dub Nation Twitter poll brought to you by Shane Coe?
Every single time, yeah. Great.
Let's do it then. Before every game, we invite you to vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on the 95-7 the game Twitter page. It is brought to you by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. All right, here's the question. We got a new series starting tonight, obviously. So, who wins? Here are your four options, because it's who wins and in how many games. Will it be the Warriors in four or five? The Warriors in six or seven? The Wolves in four or five? Or the Wolves in six or seven? Let us know. Go to the 95.7 The Game Twitter page and vote now, and we will reveal what Warrior fans, mostly Warrior fans, obviously. It's not a rule that you have to root for the Warriors to listen to this show, but we'll see what all of our listeners think on that one. I think you've already declared Warriors in six. I'll co-sign with you on that one. But I will also admit at the same time, because Warriors in six was my prediction last round also, I am less confident in their chances in this series than I was in the last. No doubt.
Interesting.
No doubt.
I'm probably as confident based on, you know, what I've seen from these two teams in the regular season. The Warriors didn't have Jimmy, and I know that Randall wasn't yet as good as he has been for Minnesota, and what they've figured out since March 1st has been great, but I do like the Warriors' chances in a longer series with Minnesota.
Yeah, I get it. That's sort of where my head is going into this game. It's what you just referenced. Like, the Jimmy Butler Warriors have never played the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Right.
So today is, for me, is a complete feel it out. Like, I want to see this matchup. I know what I think are the sort of the matchups and the aspects that will play here. I think the Warriors are a better half-court team than the Wolves are. Half-court basketball tends to play a lot more in the playoffs than otherwise, but the Wolves are the younger, more rested team. They're the deeper team with more shooting. Will they have their legs and their shot underneath them? If they do, I like their chances. They're both very good defensive teams. I think the Warriors are a little bit more in the savvy vet department and smarter, and they're able to figure that all out. And then I look at what Steve Kerr said, which was the exact same thing he and many others said in the last round. You need to go after rebounds and loose balls with reckless abandon and take care of the basketball on your end and limit the turnovers. And if you do that, then you will probably win the series. But that's not easy to do.
No, especially when you have a team that's much bigger. And you mentioned the shooting, and Minnesota had a better year from the three-point line than the Warriors did. I think Minnesota was fifth on three-point percentage. The Warriors shot it more from three than any team other than Boston. But when they did shoot it, Minnesota actually had a better percentage. And, you know, Dante DiVincenzo and Naz Reid and all the other, you know, Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards is a good shooter, a good three-point shooter. And they've got a lot more, I think, of a diverse way to score. But I wonder about the matchups and how the Warriors can get Rudy Gobert off the floor. And for me, it's styles make fights. And that's what this Warrior team has been for the past 10 years of, we're going to go small, and can our small ball make it so that your big ball is not going to be as effective? That, to me, is the number one thing in this series, and that's where the Houston series was so interesting, because Houston was unwavering in their willingness to go two bigs until Steve Kerr went into the hack a Kiwi, and then they hacked a Kiwi, and he missed, and then I think it was game four, they had to take him off the court, and then the Warriors went out and won.
Yep.
And then in game six, they went back to the same strategy, and he was just choop, choop, choop,
he was
knocking down free throws.
And then when he missed, his teammates tapped the ball in, and so it totally backfired on the Warriors. But everything did that night. So
it did. I wonder about how, against a bigger team again, how they go about like mitigating their size disadvantage.
It's interesting, though. You know what I think? Something about Rudy Gobert. I don't want this to come off like flippant or dismissive. Gobert is a presence at 7'1". There's no question about that. And he's a shot blocker and all of that stuff. You know what he is for his size? I would argue, not a very good rebounder. Now, if I were 7'1" And my presence on the floor was literally built on the defensive side. I would average more than 10.9 rebounds per game. That's what I think. I think Rudy Gobert is often an unimpressive rebounder. I know if you start looking at what he did in the playoffs and down the stretch in the regular season, he is averaging north of 14 rebounds a game. So that's lately, and that's good. That's what he should be doing. I just think Rudy sometimes does not, and this is what Draymond sort of like, I think it's why he triggers Draymond so much. Rudy doesn't always have that dog in him of like, dude, go get it. Go get the ball. And so I think as far as dealing with him around the rim, I think he's easier to deal with than Şengün. I think he's a problem.
Well, as a rebounder, maybe.
Yeah.
He's a much better shot blocker than Şengün.
Right, but he's not as good offensively, and he's not as good of a rebounder. I would rather face Gobert than Şengün.
Well, for me, it's different because Gobert is much more like Steven Adams than he is Şengün. Şengün is more like Julius Randle in that Randle can post you up. He can score. Randle's a better offensive player than Şengün because he can shoot the ball. He can take you outside. Şengün's pretty limited. Like, I'm going to post you up, and I'm going to go left shoulder turn, right shoulder turn, fade away from the baseline. He's pretty limited. He's very good at what he does, but I do think that Julius Randle can take you outside. He can get you off the dribble a little bit. He can shoot the three a little bit better than Şengün. For me, Gobert is more of a better version of Steven Adams, where he's a better defender, and he's probably not as good of a rebounder, but he's a guy who's going to play more, and he can be more of a disruptive force.